I'm Gretchen Connolly, daughter of Jim and Carol Rowland, and I grew up in the Servant Branch, went to Trinity School River Ridge, back when it was the other River Ridge and the at Gethsemane, and I came underway. This is my husband, Sean. I came underway when I was in college and moved to South Bend in 1999, where I taught at Trinity Greenlawn for 5 years. And then I moved down to Shreveport and helped with our mission work in Allendale for 3 years. Sean had already been there 1 year by that point, so we overlapped a couple years. So I was there for 3 years and then moved back up to South Bend to work for People of Praise Communications. And that's when Sean and I started dating, and we got married in 2009.
And we have a little girl and one on the way. A boy. Yeah. Actually, Justin Walters and I have something in common. We are both corn-fed Indiana boys who married Minnesota girls, though we did not meet in Wisconsin. I want to tell a story about how the Lord has just taken care of us. As Gretchen said, we both lived in Allendale, and while we were there, we were in households that were financially in common, and we were putting a lot of our extra money towards the work that we were doing in Allendale. And that meant that when we went to get married, we did not have a lot of extra change. And our plan was to live on the campus of where Trinity School at Greenlawn is, in an apartment which is called the Launching Pad, because many, many married couples have lived there over the years. And we were all set to do that, and about a month before our wedding, a house came up for sale that was on Greenlawn Avenue. And we went to look at it, and we were interested in it in part because we have been building, we call it the Work College, but it's a group of young singles and married couples, many of whom work for the community on that Greenlawn campus, and the married couples live in houses nearby. So we thought this would be awesome if we could land here. So we looked at the house, we loved it, and we made an offer, which was a pretty low offer, and the couple that was selling at us looked us in the eye and smiled at us and said, "No thanks." And so we kind of let it go and got married and had our honeymoon, and we got back. And a couple weeks after that, the gentleman who was selling the house called me out of the blue, and he said, "Another person wants to make an offer on this house, but we like you all, and if you wanna pay us some more money, we would be glad to sell the house to you." And we knew that if we were going to do that, we had to move very fast. So I talked to Gretchen and I talked to my head. Paul DeSell works in the same building as I do, which is convenient. And basically, what happened is, as I mentioned, we didn't have much, but then we got married, and brothers and sisters in the community just gave us money. We had a lot more money than we had at the beginning, and more money than I ever thought we were going to have. And basically, in the course of this 3 hours, we decided, yeah, we could really do this. So long story short, we got the house. It's been a blessing to us. Kathy Grill got to live with us in household for the last 3 months before she got married. And Kathy and Justin are going to move into a house whose backyard borders ours. It's literally right behind us. And that house is owned by the sisterhood. They're renting it. And we're just tickled about that and grateful to the Lord and to our brothers and sisters for taking care of us.